Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going on to the Senate, Chuck Schumer, that crafty old rascal, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, he's going to force a vote on the election bill, SB1. Going to force a vote on the sweeping election bill. This is a great thing. He's jamming the Republicans. They're going to have to vote against it. All of them have to vote against it. They're going to have to go back home to people, moderate Republicans and independents, as well as Democrats, and say why they did not vote to eliminate gerrymandering, that they did not vote to eliminate interference with mail-in voting. They did not vote to stop making it a felony to give water to people in line if they're fainting. And they did not vote against this push to criminalize poll workers if they give the slightest piece of advice that isn't specifically outlined in a statute. Now, he's also jamming Manchin, Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin to get 50 votes even, so Kamala Harris can come in and cast a deciding vote. Joe Manchin has to vote for it. Said he won't vote for it. Kyrsten Sinema follows Joe Manchin. He's the lead sled dog. She's coming up right behind him, her paws pattering in the snow, right behind him. And he jams them because when push comes to shove, he is a Democrat. When push comes to shove, it's one thing to talk trash. It's one thing for Manchin to say, well, you know, I have an alternate plan. Let's pass the John Lewis bill, which is a good bill, but it doesn't go far enough. And what Manchin says is, instead of eliminating gerrymandering, let's just say that the standard has to be using computerized models. Gives us a slight legal argument, but doesn't do the job. And then let's keep voter ID and a couple of other things. Now, some of this stuff you can negotiate on. Moscow Mitch stuck a knife in his heart. Moscow Mitch came down yesterday and said, no Republican will vote for Manchin's bill. Well, if no Republican's going to vote for Manchin's bill, how's Manchin going to get it through? Because Manchin will not suspend the filibuster even for one vote. Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster for a lot of votes. He was majority leader. Moscow Mitch said, we're not going to have a filibuster. We're going to override the filibuster rule for Supreme Court appointments. And they did the same thing for Court of Appeals appointments. And they did the same thing for cabinet appointments, because Trump's crooked cabinet never would have gotten in if it had to take 60 votes. Even some Republicans and every Democrat would gag. They look at some of these people and gag and say, I got to see their rap sheet. And the Moscow Mitch would say, you're not going to see their rap sheet. And the Democrats would say, we don't want guys in the cabinet that even have a rap sheet or should have a rap sheet. Okay. So anyway, Moscow Mitch eliminates it at will. There's no filibuster with Moscow Mitch. If he is in the majority, they just call it vote by vote. And he may leave the filibuster in for something he doesn't care about. But anything else, they force it through with 51 votes. Okay. Now, our guys, you know, I think Schumer gets it. Some of the others get it. Manchin pretends not to get it. He gets it. He's a sly old dog. He's a sly old snapping turtle. Underwater, only his nostrils sticking out in a muddy pond down there. He knows what he's doing. He said, no, we need bipartisanship. Let me ask you something. There's no bipartisanship in Texas or with Robin Voss here, Georgia, Arizona, where they're all changing the voting laws over not only the wishes of the Democratic Party, but the popular polls. That's not bipartisan at all. So why are we insisting at the federal level that the means to correct it and reverse it has to be non-bipartisan, and Moscow Mitch won't be bipartisan? The problem that we are seeking to correct was caused by people who are not nonpartisan or bipartisan. They're Republicans ramming it through. And now we have Manchin saying, but at the federal level to correct that, suddenly we need bipartisanship. And unfortunately, Moscow Mitch won't go along. Not only is that not logical, it's not honest. As I've just stated it, it's not honest. Manchin doesn't believe that. Manchin is simply trying to get reelected so he can be a senator when he goes back to West Virginia. He's not just an ordinary guy roaming around. He's the senator. He goes into a restaurant and they give him a good table. He's the senator. That's all he wants. He's willing to sacrifice the country for it. And he thinks he can get reelected. Last time he only won by 3 votes. Republican statewide presidential candidates win by 30 votes. He just won by 3. And he thinks that if he sucks up to the Republicans, that they'll vote for him and that'll push him over. They're not going to vote for him. Okay. They're going to put up a Republican. They want a Republican vote. I'll tell you, so I'll share it on this radio. I'm concerned that he may switch parties. That's happened before. There's a guy in Colorado named Ben Nighthorse Campbell, Democrat, and he became a Republican when it looked like the Republicans were ascendant in Colorado. He betrayed the party. It's a stupid mistake because then Colorado started to swing back Democratic and he got thrown out of office. People don't like traitors, whatever it is. I respect somebody who says, Liz Cheney, I wouldn't vote for Liz Cheney, but I respect the fact she says, I'm a Republican. My dad's a Republican, but of course her dad is the guy that ginned up the Iraqi war that destabilized the Middle East and drove the Sunnis out of Iraq and had them form an outfit called ISIS, which you may have heard of. Okay, no deal with that. But she at least says, I'm a Republican and I think Trump's a crook. I respect that. Well, with Manchin, you look at his eyes, they're furtive eyes, very sneaky eyes, a guy that only won by 3 points, and he's shilly-shallying around. What Schumer is doing is masterful because Schumer is jamming it to Moscow Mitch. His people, especially in moderate states, desperately don't want to take this vote. He'll force them to. He'll whip them. He will. Figuratively speaking, he'll chain them up and whip the heck out of them until they do what he wants, which is what the donors want. And Schumer is jamming Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Okay, go ahead. You're going to vote against this thing? And you're going to go back to your states and run as a Democrat? Good luck. Now, they're not going to be beaten in primaries. Their name recognition is too high. I get it. But there's going to be a significant lack of enthusiasm in those states, significant lack of enthusiasm for guys that vote against the voting rights bill. After all of the ramming through of voter suppression in Texas, Georgia, the attempt in Wisconsin, which will be vetoed by a Democratic governor. But in Iowa, Nevada, all these places, they're trying to ram it through. So good for Schumer. And frankly, Moscow Mitch made a mistake by stabbing Manchin right now and shooting his down. He could have murmured soft words. Say, well, Manchin, that's a heck of a thought. We got to think about that. A little premature to do this. And then Manchin would vote against it, saying, well, Moscow Mitch said maybe we can go bipartisan. Right? Yeah, they go bipartisan just like they did on the bailout of the economy under Obama and Biden in 2008 and '09. The Republicans kept dangling, yeah, if you just do this, we'll give you the votes. They never gave them the votes, ever. They were lying about it, okay? This is who you're dealing with. It's like dealing with Putin. He lies. As a matter of course, look at his sneaky eyes. They died a long time ago. Manchin has a conscience, but you can see it in his troubled little sneaky eyes. And if he thinks that he won by 3 points last time, this is going to make him win again, he's dead wrong. He should vote for it. He should vote to lift the filibuster on this one only. Of course, he can send him a 2, change the course, make federal elections honest again. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I guess I'll keep my-